Proverbs 10:22, these are the words of God. The blessing of Yahweh makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. If our goal is to be rich, if you, Cynthia, want to have tons and tons of stuff, and you're always wanting more things, one thing that you can be sure will come with those things is sorrow. There are those who have many things, they never have enough, because they do not love the Lord, and they do not find him to be their joy and their blessing. And so, if we're created to enjoy God and we're trying to enjoy stuff instead, how much stuff would we need to have in order to match the amount of joy for which we were created? It's like the very wealthy man who was once asked a question, how much money is enough? The man was American, and his answer was one more dollar. That was how much was enough for him. But it's not wrong to have wealth, and it's not bad to have wealth. In fact, like we were hearing on the Lord's Day in the book of Acts, God had among the first ones who were converted those who did have property and possessions, so that they could treat the things that they had in a way that was different than anybody who is outside of Christ would treat his things. That he would treat his things as coming from the Lord and then existing for the praise and service of the Lord, and then especially for the care of the Lord's people and the Lord's worship. And when it is the blessing of Yahweh, then, that makes us rich, when we think of wealth as something that is an added benefit, a small thing by comparison, but a good thing to having the Lord himself, when we see the things that we have as having been given to us by him, then when we see our possessions, we do not see the things that make us happy. We see blessings from him who is our happiness. And we can look at the possessions that we have, even if they are many, and if we are Americans, there are almost always many. And we can look at those things and we say, behold how good the Lord has been to me. That he who has given himself to me, he who gave himself for me in Christ so that he could give himself to me, has also given me these things by which to serve him, by which to bring him honor, by which to enjoy him, as I enjoy the good things that he has provided. And when that is the sort of wealth that you have, then you have no sorrow with it. The wealth is not a source of sorrow for you. There are things that are sources of sorrow. Remaining sin, especially in ourselves. Remaining sin that clouds for us, hides from us the knowledge of God, the enjoyment of his fellowship. Robs us of opportunity to praise him and honor him, please him. Our remaining sin brings sorrow. And there are miseries of this world that bring sorrow. That one day every tear will be wiped from our eyes. There won't be any death or sickness. The evil will no longer be. They will have been cast into the lake of fire or converted and will no longer be evil. So still the evil will no longer be. But wealth itself is not a misery of this world. It's not a consequence of the fall. It's not to be treated as something over which we sorrow. It only becomes a sorrow when we get it in the wrong way, or give it the wrong priority, or use it in the wrong manner. Then we make it sorrowful. So let us learn to have our wealth as a blessing from Yahweh, so that we will have no sorrow with it. But the wealth will only be part of the joy that we have in him who has given it to us. So that means, Sophia, the Lord should be your happiness, not your stuff. And when he is, then your stuff is a gift from him, and you're especially thinking about how to use it in a way that shows how good God is and how much you enjoy him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would bless this portion of your word to us, and that you would indeed make yourself to be all of our happiness. We pray, Lord, that this would come out on the Lord's Day, when we are glad to set apart, set aside everything of this world in order to have you in your worship. We pray that this would come out day by day in the way we spend our time, how we treat one another, how we think of others when they are in need, and we have opportunity to help them. But, O Lord, we pray that most of all, it would come out when we are worshiping you, and when our hearts are lifted up to you and finding you a blessedness that does answer the purpose of our existence. Grant that it would be so in our worship times, O God. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.